Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my mission. And I believe it is my calling. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you once again. We praise you for who you are, the great I am. And we thank you. We thank you for the blessings you've bestowed upon us, and we know that we are so undeserving. Yet being the loving Abba Father that you are, you give. And your love is unconditional. Father, forgive us, for we know that we fail thee. We are like the prodigal son who runs from the father, enjoys a good life, and finds himself starving and in a pigsty. Father, we thank you for that forgiveness that you always give to us, and for always being there with open hands, open arms, waiting for your children to come home. We ask, Father, for your protection over us, over this nation, over the world. We ask that you will put your hedge of protection around President Donald Trump and those in his administration. Lord, give him wisdom. Give him what he needs, Father. Only you know what he needs to lead this nation. You know the good, the bad, and the ugly that are all around him, and he has to sift through. I know he has praying men around him, and I pray, Father, that he himself becomes one of those praying men, if he hasn't already. The enemy is working overtime, pushing back. Give us boldness and strength, Lord, to do that which is righteous. May this nation once again be a beacon of you. Be a beacon of hope and love, godly love, and salvation. I ask, Lord, that you will bless CSE Talk Radio listeners and bless my advertisers and sponsors. May they be blessings to one another, meeting needs that each other have. And, Father, I ask that you will use CSE Talk Radio once again. Father, help us to bring in the revenue to grow and to do all that we need to be your voice. These times are tough, but then they always are. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. The news is ugly, and it always seems to hold many of the same issues. The destruction of our liberty, just one little bite at a time, just nip, 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 nip. Mac, these are some of the headlines I was looking at this morning. Maxine Waters, Trump deploying paramilitary might be trial run to not accept losing the election. Now, I don't even, you know, there was a few other times people didn't accept the loss of an election, but the biggest loser of all that can't accept it is Hillary Clinton. It's the Democrat Party. They can't accept the loss. And many of the things that they are pointing their fingers at President Donald Trump or at you are the very things they're doing. With that statement, they're telling you right then and there, when President Donald Trump wins in November, they're not going to accept that loss. Another headline, New York mail-in vote deluge fuels uncounted ballots confusion. We're going to discuss that just a little bit. After 9 advertisers dropped Tucker Carlson's show, Carlson says Black Lives Matter is the most powerful political party. I want to know who those were that dropped him. They're the ones I want to go after. You say, you're not going to support Donald Trump. Tucker Carlson, we're not going to support you. Now, Hannity will get on the air and he'll tell you, I don't believe in boycotts. Boycotts are your voice. Another headline, Representative Swalwell, we all remember him, don't we? On new information showing FBI spied on Trump, he says they were right to do it. These are your leaders, people. I received an article from a friend through text earlier this morning, and it was about Dr. Fauci. And it referred to him, he referred to him, not the article, as a snake. And then he texted me that once a snake, always a snake, which immediately took my mind back to an article I wrote back in 2013, The Lady and the Snake. But today's title, let's change that to Lady Liberty and the Snake. Now bear in mind, Fauci isn't the only snake. Lady Liberty now finds herself in a den of snakes, much like the girl in the movie True Grit, who was thrust into a rocky hole full of rattlesnakes. How did she get out? One man. One man full of grit. He was a boisterous, drunken, mean old son of a gun. But he was the law. Marshal Reuben Cogburn. Little sister known as Maddie Ross was close to dead. But Cogburn, the marshal, rode his horse into the ground to save her, and when the horse gived out, he carried her back to the town, to the dock, nearly dead. But the little lady lived. Where's the true grit today in America? 'Cause Lady Liberty is in the pit with the snakes, and she needs a rescuer, and that rescuer is going to have to be one with true grit. That article that I wrote back in 2013. Now today is 99 days to Election Day, according to my count. If it's wrong, we blame Rudy because he's the one doing the counting. 99 days. I told him we should have done 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Somehow 99 days till it's over. Something. 99 days till Election Day in November. Well, I was reading this article today, this Lady and the Snake, and it reminded me of what is happening today. This was 2013, and nothing's changed. Oh, it's gotten worse. I can't say it hasn't changed, I guess. It's gotten more violent, but it's always been violent. Every time the left wants something, we have violence. Not the right. You know, I was talking to someone this weekend, and I said, why is it? It was my daughter-in-law. I said, why is it when there's some kind of a scandal against the left, if the right brings it up, I don't like these left and right things, you never hear any defense out of the left. They just silence. But if the left accuses the right of something, they immediately go into defense. And it becomes a big scandal, and it becomes big in the media. Maybe we ought to just keep our mouths shut. I don't know. Somebody's saying, yes, Beth, please do.
It wasn't me.
That would make for dead air. We can't do that. Our affiliates would be upset.
Must be your producer whispering in your ear.
Oh, was it her? Okay. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're headed into a break. I want to share a little bit more with you about how times don't change. But by golly, people, we need to make some changes. Anybody out there with true grit? Do we have any Reuben Cogburn with grit to get the lady out of the snake pit? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and we'll be right back. Yeah. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have it in my hand. I did all along. I didn't realize it. I do have the 9 advertisers that have dropped Tucker Carlson's show. These are who they are. Disney, no big surprise there. Very. I didn't know what that was. We looked it up during the commercial. Very Desk, the desk that you can stand up and work. Probably made in China. Papa John's. What? What the? Papa John's? T-Mobile. Proactive. You know, you can get all the zits off your face. But I guess it's okay to have all those snake bites. IAC, which is a leading internet company with over 150 brands and products. Home Advisors and Angie's List. Smile Direct Club. Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. Poshmark. These are all according to Media Matters. These are the folks that support Black Lives Matter and will not support you. Oh, they want your money. They want you to buy their very desk. They want you to bring your kids to Disney World or Disneyland or whatever it is. Papa John's, they wanted you to buy their pizza. T-Mobile wants you on their team. Unlike Hannity, I do believe in boycotts. And I believe in phone calls. Pick up the phone and call these people. Call Papa John's. Say, you know what? I really like your pizza, but I'm done with you. If you're going to support Black Lives Matter over this nation, then I'm not buying your pizza. Because Black Lives Matter is not about black lives. You figured that out, haven't you? Tucker Carlson opened Monday's edition of the Tucker Carlson Show, Tucker Carlson Tonight is what it's called, with a discussion of the popularity of the Black Lives Matter movement, describing it as the first political party that cannot be criticized without professional or personal consequences. I've reminisced before. I remember Daddy saying, if you're in business, you don't put a sign in your yard telling them who you're supporting. But it's not the same if you're in media. You got to have advertisers. And that's why we have struggled here. We're too big for the little guy and too little for the big guy. We can't get anybody to take us too seriously. But if they did, we could grow and we could really make a difference. I have no doubt about that in my head. I have a plan. I just need money to put it out there. Tucker Carlson goes on, he says, Black Lives Matter is not a collection of marchers with signs. It's not a conventional political lobby like Planned Parenthood or the NRA. It is working to remake the country and then to control it. It is a political party, and the Democrats are pushing it all. He didn't say that. That's my part. Tucker's taking a lot of heat. I mean a lot of heat. I told you last week that the one newspaper, I believe it was the New York Times, I can't remember for sure, they let everybody know where he lives. He moved after the last time when Antifa came and attacked his house. His wife was alone. She had to call 911. And then this newspaper put an article out there about Tucker and let everybody know where he lives. What do you think they're up to? They are violent, vicious, and violent on the left. And the right remain too silent. And if you're too silent, you become part of it. The quote from the Virginian, you see a wrong, you fight it. If you don't, you become a part of it. And I added to that, or consumed by it. We are being consumed by the violence of the left, who refuse to give up power. The Democrats, the socialists, they have taken over this nation, and it happened a long time ago. And they're just this close to having it wrapped up. And what did you do? You elected Donald Trump. In The Lady and the Snake, I reminded everyone, and this was in 2013. This was when they were talking about a sequester. Do you remember that? The fiscal cliff threatens of banning all guns, drones used against Americans. That's what we were dealing with. Are these elected officials not truly snakes in the grass, ready to hiss and bite at every single turn? At this time, Boehner was in control. Said Boehner gets tough, and he tells the Senate to get off their you-know-whats. I have to chuckle because had they, all of them, been working as they should have and could have, we wouldn't even be at a fiscal cliff dealing with a sequestration. Nancy Pelosi made the comment. Now, she wasn't Speaker. Boehner was Speaker. She was minority leader at this time. So the Republicans were in charge, my friends. Pelosi at that time, 2013, said she believes their jobs have a certain dignity about them. And therefore, if sequestered happens, they should not have to suffer a pay cut. You notice that was the same comment with COVID pandemic. None of them lost a dime. Oh, but we're in this together. We're all in this together. Maxine Waters back then explained to the American people that a sequestration will cost us 170 million jobs, but at that time the job count was only 140 million. I don't know what she's doing. And we had Feinstein. Oh, yes, Senator Feinstein. You know, we found out after this that she had a Chinese spy for a office manager. Never heard any more about that. But she was hell-bent at that time at taking away your guns and making America safer. So much so that she ignored all the data and statistics that explain that more gun control brings more violence and crime. Yet she presses on. At this time, back in 2013, President Barack Obama released jailed immigrants because of the inevitable budget cuts. They were sending them out of the jails then because of a budget cut. They're letting them loose out of the jails now because of COVID. They can't wait to destroy this nation. And they will put the most vicious and horrible people in front of you to rape and to kill and to steal, to burn and to loot. That's what they'll do. That's what they've done every single time. This thing was written in 2013 with President Barack Obama in charge. Yep, the sky's falling. That's what they're always telling us. So they got to do this and they got to do that. Maxine Waters with her little comment about, I don't know what I did with that, if I've already buried it or what. Here it is. No, that's, yeah, no. Yeah, here it is. She says that President Trump is bringing in these military. Well, this is a quote from way back from President Barack Obama. Every time we have anything that happens, the left wants you to hate your local police force. Are there bad guys? Yeah, so get rid of the bad guys. But you've got a lot more good guys than you got bad guys in the police force. I'm not so sure about in the cities anymore. This was his comment. We cannot continue to rely on all our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. Wouldn't you like to know what those national security objectives that they set were? He goes on, we got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded as the United States military. The left has always wanted a federal police force, not military, but owned by the government, owned by the political parties. That's what they've always wanted. So they're going to accuse President Trump of using such military force against the citizens, because that's exactly what they want to do. It's exactly what they have done. They have tried their very best to make our local police, state police, the bad guys, so they can bring in federals. They've told them to stand down. Let the rioters riot. Let them loot. Let them burn. Let them steal. Let them kill. Let them rape. They're just going to do what they're going to do, as Pelosi said. They want you to hurt, and that snakes are going to keep biting until somebody with true grit steps in and saves Lady Liberty. And we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978.
6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Article here that I wished I had the time and wouldn't have bored you to death by reading the entire thing. I will post it on the Facebook show's page. Bring in the feds. Protection of natural rights trumps federalism. In this, he talks about these mayors that have told the cops to stand down and to allow this to happen. You saw what happened in Seattle. Murders and rapes. In the peaceful protests in the village of love. And when Trump has had to call in the troops to save the day, it took a little grit. He has waited and waited and waited like the leader that he's supposed to be. They are the ones, those governors and those mayors, that are supposed to protect the citizens of those cities. Yes, they have a right to peacefully protest, not loot and burn and rape and murder and kill and throw rocks through windows, destroy. They don't have the right to destroy. Pelosi says, oh, they just do what people do. Well, let's go do it at Pelosi's house. Where's the New York Times giving her address out? They don't do it. Rudy gave this to me this morning. He, if you remember, Ed Hayes. He's been on the show in the past, and we need to get him back on. And I mentioned that to him last year, and he said, yeah, sure. And I said, well, give me a call, but he never gave me a call. This is about 1900. Now, I'm almost certain that there's not too many people right now living that were born in the year 1900. It says, imagine you were born in 1900, and on your 14th birthday, World War I starts and ends on your 18th birthday. 22 million people perished in that war. Later in the year, a Spanish flu epidemic hits the planet and runs until about your 20th birthday. 50 million people die from it in those 2 years. Yes, 50 million. On your 29th birthday, the Great Depression begins. Unemployment hits 25%. The world GDP drops to 27%. That runs until you are about 33 years old. The country nearly collapses along with the world economy. When you turned 39, World War II starts. You aren't even over the hill yet. And don't try to catch your breath. On your 41st birthday, the United States is fully pulled into World War II. Between your 29th and your 45th birthday, 75 million people perish in the war. At 50, the Korean War starts. 5 million people perish. At 55, the Vietnam War begins and doesn't end for 20 years. 4 million people perish in that conflict. On your 62nd birthday, you have the Cuban Missile Crisis, a tipping point in the Cold War. Life on our planet as we know it should have ended. Great leaders prevented that from happening. When you turn 75, the Vietnam War finally ends. Think of everyone on the planet born in 1900. How do you survive all of that? When you were a kid in 1985 and didn't think your 85-year-old grandparent understood how hard school was and how mean that kid in your class was. Yet, they survived through everything listed above. Perspective is an amazing art, refined as time goes on and enlightening like you wouldn't believe. Let's try to keep things in perspective, it says. And then they end with a Will Rogers quote. Now, this earlier, all this history lesson was done by Ted Bauer, but Ed Hayes had it on his Facebook page. Will Rogers says, in a time of crisis, people want to know that you care more than they care what you know. Ari, I can't think of his name, but he's a political pundit. He's a political analysis. He's on Trump's side for the most part. But he says Trump right now needs to show people that he cares. I think he does that. Maybe others don't. He's a little crass. He can get kind of to the point on Twitter and other places and even in the media. More than any president I've ever seen does he continue to take the barrage of insults and everything from this media in the White House or on the White House lawn or wherever the case may be. I watched him the other night. He was in, and I can't remember who was doing that interview. But he was talking about the pandemic and the coronavirus. Now, I want you to put yourself in his place. I'm one of those that doesn't believe these masks are necessary. But I guess they're a small thing to do. But on the other hand, how much control are they going to have over you? But I watched him as he explained how he lost two friends to COVID-19. The one called him and said that he was positive, you know, that he had the virus. And he said he was doing fine. And he said, next thing I know, he's in the hospital. And he said, and then I get a call that he passed away. just that fast. So it is personal with the president. Everybody thinks it isn't, but it is personal. He's lost two or three friends that way. And, of course, you know, they're in the age group. We don't like to talk about the age group. But it isn't the first time this nation has gone through anything. And Andy Biggs, Representative Andy Biggs, had told us, and I'm not sure if I've got it in here anymore, of the three things that we know we did wrong. One was to assume that this virus was novel. It wasn't novel. The other one was to assume that nobody had any immunities to it. And the other thing was to assume, and they keep telling us this stuff, even though they know it's wrong, that you can pass this, you can carry it, you can be a carrier and pass it without having any symptoms. And they know now that that's not true. Yet, you need to wear a mask, and you need to stay 6 feet away from your friends and your loved ones. But the pandemic isn't the snake pit. It's an annoyance, and it's being used by the snakes. And I'm not talking about President Donald Trump. I'm talking about people like Fauci, who's getting a lot of press. He loves his time in front of the camera. I didn't get to see it. I'm going to have to pull it up this afternoon. Apparently, he can't throw a pitch. But people like Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Swalwell, I never have. He's one of those people that just like nails on a chalkboard. But if you've noticed, Biden has put everybody in place. Swalwell's going to be one of them. And that bozo guy that dances and talks on the tables, he's the other one. AOC's another one. He's putting all of these socialists in his administration somehow, somewhere, some way. And if you remember, table dancing, Beto says, hell yes, I'm going to come get your guns. And that's exactly what they're after. And that was exactly what they were after in 2013 when I wrote that lady and the snake. There's snakes in the grass. And unfortunately, we keep electing them. And they're coming in both parties, I'm sorry to say. But the majority of them right now are all Democrats. Every Democrat's a snake. I can't say that about every Republican. I'm concerned. Are you? Where's the true grit? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code Bethann. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann. Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before I move on here, one of my listeners on Facebook, it's Tim, you know, you hear him call in every now and then. He says there's another assume that Biggs left out. We didn't assume a presidential campaign would use the virus as a tactic, and we didn't assume some medical quackery practitioners would try to profit from it. Well, we should have assumed that, because that's what they always do. They always use everything as a tactic for an election. This is an election year. I wouldn't have put it past, and I know I can't say this, I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I wouldn't put it past the Democrats to have been working with China and tell them, don't give them anything, don't give them, don't tell. All right, that was mean of me. But I wouldn't be surprised. They are that desperate to win this election. And they're going to try everything they can to do it. Now, New York was supposed to be the testing ground for the mail-in voting. It hasn't done so well. It says the New York's quest to keep voters safe from COVID-19 by letting them vote by mail in the June primary has led to big delays in tabulating results. Concerns about disenfranchisement, and questions about whether there will be an even bigger mess in the fall. Well, of course there will if they do this. It reminded me when I went in and read some of this about the hanging chads and those kind of things that went on after that other election. It says some ballots are being knocked out because voters forgot to sign and date them. Others, because envelopes lacked postmarks that would indicate whether the ballot was dropped in the mail in time to beat the voting deadline. It says this election in New York's response, including the Senate and the Assembly, is providing Donald Trump with the blueprint to game the November elections unless they act. It goes on in here and it says that right now an absentee ballot can be discarded if a cautious voter puts tape on their envelope to make sure the ballot doesn't fall out. Now, why would that be? Because they think somebody else opened it and put tape back on it? I mean, I could understand that. It's not the way to do it. Go to the polls and vote.
Don't be afraid. We cannot live in this nation in fear. Breathe some fresh air. Take the mask off for a little while. Breathe in very deep. And breathe out very slow. Breathe in very deep. And breathe out very slow. And remember, every time you breathe out, you're adding to the CO2. Just saying. Democrats are running New York. And they're heading down this tube. And they're beginning to look like Venezuela. And we're going to take their word for a mail-in vote. Doesn't that sound great? You know, that's what Pelosi's pushing. Doesn't that sound just like a wonderful, wonderful thing that we should do? And Swalwell telling us that they had every right to do this to the president. Well, of course, they're ignoring, again, the Democrats. They ignore the truth behind it, that they knew all along that all of this was a hoax, and they were setting him up, they were framing him, and Obama was in on it. And that's what really gets my goat. But that should tell you for sure how deeply embedded the socialistic regime is in this nation. If you buy into the socialism or the social programs of government, you're a socialist. Oh, I heard the gasping. Beth, what are you saying? Well, I'm no different than you. And it started way back when they handed those, oh, let's give you a number. Your social security number. Mine says it's not allowed to be used for identification. And I pointed that out one time. This was several years ago when it was really getting to be an issue. And she wanted to see my social security card. I was writing a check at JCPenney's. It was Christmas. And I looked at her and I said, well, I'm going to show it to you, but I want you to understand. I said, I know you're just following orders. But it's against the law for you to ask me for this. And she looked at me and I said, here's my Social Security card. What does that say at the bottom? Not to be used for identification. The new ones don't say that. Another snaky lie to the American people. It started long, long ago, my friends. The New Green Deal or the Green New Deal, whatever you want to call that sucker. 14 pages of socialism. 14 pages of Agenda 21. 14 pages telling you how they're going to come and take your land. The government should own it all. Listen to AOC. It's what she's telling you. She's not hiding it. How she's going to get reelected, I don't know, but I guess because everybody in New York's an idiot. Sorry, people. That wasn't nice. I know that I have listeners there. Just the people voting for her. Swalwell. I never could stand that guy. He was the kid, you know, that always had the perfectly combed hair, but it was a little must in the front because it wouldn't lay down. And always volunteered to help the teacher with everything. He didn't have a friend in the classroom. Nobody could stand him. That's what he reminds me of. I don't know if that's the way his life went or not, but that's what he reminds me of. I have two memes here that Rudy has handed to me. One has got the picture of Ernest on it. Now, Ernest, you know, Ernest goes to camp. Ernest fights the trolls. Ernest does this. It's just a picture. He's long gone. He's not with us anymore. But he says, I have been too bored for too long during this lockdown, so today I spent all day putting Trump stickers on rioters' cars. Then I sat back and I watched the rioters burn each other's cars. This has been a strangely satisfying. Okay, now I'm not suggesting you do that, but it is kind of funny when you stop and think about it. Now this is reality right here. This has a hard-working guy. He's leaning up against something. He's got a hard hat on and he's saying, now let me get this straight. The Democrat candidates want to win back the vote of the working class men and women by promising to take back our tax cut, open our borders, give reparations to people my great-great-grandpa never harmed and use my taxes to pay for it. The debt of college kids who look down upon me as being white privileged. Got it. And that's why they're losing the vote of the working man and women. Because people, you can't keep your eyes shut forever. You may not like President Donald Trump's demeanor, but when he says we're in this together, I believe him more than I believe Fauci. I believe him more than I believe, and I love this guy, Hannity. They're not in it with me. They never missed a paycheck. They never missed anything. They don't have to worry. Well, Tucker does right now, but they don't have to worry about paying the bills. They don't have to worry about losing their businesses. We're not in it together. They're over there, and the American people are over here, and we have one man with true grit fighting for us, and that's President Donald Trump. Well, there's more than one lady in the snake pit. Bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are pretty bad. Those are truly actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.